Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And today's going to be lots of fun. We're going to talk about some interesting controversies going on with models in the real estate industry. So, yeah, time flies. I just can't believe how much time flies. And for those of you who'd like to call in, our call-in number is 347-945-5428. We have so many listeners. We get to look at our stats on the back end that so many people download and listen at their convenience. And that's what I love about being able to do this virtually and you being able to listen virtually at your convenience, too. It's just so wonderful what we're able to do these days. Time flies so much. Can you believe the National Association of Realtors started over 150 years ago, actually on May 13th, 2008. And that's an association in the U.S. It's actually based in Chicago now. I believe it started in Baltimore, the first one. But anyhow, it's based in Chicago, and it's an association of agents and brokers that are, you know, we have many guidelines and rules, and it's to help buyers and sellers and agents and brokers and keep everybody on their toes. And they do a lot of good things to protect buyers and sellers with new changes, new laws. They give us the ability to belong to the association nationally and then locally, which gives us the benefit, if you're a member, to have up-to-date access on contracts, forms, changes, new laws, etc. So it makes it a lot easier to be able to do that. And there's also many, many more. Too much to go into, but I'm just going, boy, does time fly. Who thinks 150 years ago? Wow. So today we're going to go over some housekeeping items, some updates and some new regs, and also controversy with models in the real estate industry. We believe real estate menu systems are the way to go, but we believed it 21 years ago. So we kind of saw it. I saw this thing, and we started doing it for the need for people, not to create a model. And lo and behold, it's become a way of the future. Real estate, buying and selling, you know, the means to find a buyer or seller has been around, and that's all over the world. And people, you know, traded years ago, and then we've got, you know, other forms of trade and money, and this has been going on for years and years. Traditional full-service real estate has also seems like it's been around forever. And what traditional full-service real estate is if you're hiring, basically you hire an agent to represent you to sell your property. When you go to buy, you hire an agent to help you find the property and represent you. Now, many, many transactions require the attorneys involved in addition to the agents. New York, for example, the attorneys write the contracts. The agents don't write the contracts. But there's just a lot of different things that go on all over. And we deal globally, too, which is so much fun. And there's areas that don't have associations like we have in the National Association of Realtors. There's places in the world, you know, you have to be very careful if you're buying or selling that you're really getting that property, that you're taking title, that you're protected. So there's just all these things to protect yourself with, you know, and when you're buying your own personal property, investment property, you're getting into a HUI or what you'd want to call like a group of people buying a property or investments. So you always want to dot your I's and cross your T's. So there's a lot to get to know and there's a lot to learn. But now with the internet, models are popping up everywhere. that are including sellers and buyers completely bypassing real estate agents and brokers and feeling fine doing it, feeling comfortable doing it. One big thing that agents and brokers were able to do for buyers and sellers is to market, put your properties in the MLS, put your properties with the all over and market and advertise so that they could find a buyer. Now with the internet, you as a seller, if you're a seller, can go and market your property without having to use an agent for under the traditional full service model. The full service model has always been you usually pay a certain amount per certain commission that's agreed upon, and the agent broker company gets that money once upon closing, upon settlement. If they don't sell it, they don't get paid. And there's so many. I mean, there's always too much for us to go over in one show, so we just kind of try to look at the big picture and summarize it. Because, for example, builder developments may have their own inside sales staff. Many times they do. Smaller builders may use an agent or company. There's different. Sometimes things are structured to where you'll get the builder or the seller to pay for part of the advertising if you're an agent or broker. It just really depends on what you're selling, what's being sold, what the budgets are, what the price points are, what you're, and everything. Because in order to do the job effectively, no matter who you are, if you're selling yourself or you're an agent broker selling for people, you need to create a budget and marketing and make sure that there's enough money in there to get this property sold. Yes, we have these sellers markets where properties sell within days, but that's not always historically the way it is forever. So we're going to get into some of this, and we're going to get into some of the models and what we believe in and see what you believe in. Always, you can email radio@realityuniversal.com. We definitely will get back to you. We love your feedback, your questions, and your input, because it really, you are important, and times are changing. So before we get into all this, I want to just bring up a couple changes. We've had the new TRID laws came out on October 3rd, 2015, and the TRID laws came out to protect the buyers and sellers to make sure that you know when you're purchasing a property the exact cost, that nothing's changing. The laws became really, really strict. They changed language on our old HUDs. They're called the closing disclosure now. They've changed a lot of things. But what's happening is it's delaying settlements in the U.S. by a week to 10 days many times. If something's not correct, it goes back and you have to have everything has to be perfect 3 days before you're going to settle or close. So we are seeing a backlog. We're seeing lenders. Some of this we're seeing actual lenders coming back saying, no, we're not going to take this mortgage, we're not going to do it. There was a Moody Investor Service was saying in early, I guess they did some studies, in early December that several third-party review firms found more than 90% of the first pipeline of loans that closed after October 3rd when the rules took effect had compliance violations. They based it on roughly 300 loans from a dozen lenders. And a Moody's vice president and senior credit officer is stating this. So, there's definitely, we knew there would be changes. Anytime you're going to have anything come in, there's going to be changes. So if you're buying or selling or you're working with sellers or buyers, because our listeners are, we have all listeners from all over, and it's really interesting, especially the way that we are formatted the show is, because we do different things every week. And it's real estate, including self-help and the items and tips to help you move forward. So because of that, we get a lot of reviews from people all over. But the majority of listeners are interested in buying or selling, and also agents and brokers for our membership. And, we just have to be careful, because the fines that are happening, that can happen to the mortgage lenders, are so huge that they're afraid, and you can't blame them for being afraid. There's a lot of things that probably will need to be clarified a little bit better, and there's some technical errors in these the new TRID rules. And you can understand that if you were putting out these loans, you wouldn't want any error that could totally take you under. Some of these penalties, like $5,000 per day per violation, $25,000 for reckless violation. But what's reckless? It could still be a mistake. So $1 million a day for knowing violations. And but to me, what seems very silly in these rules is they're not, I know you want, they want to protect people, but they're kind of hurting the industry in a way that I don't agree with. I think it's a little too much, but it is what it is. We have to deal with it. We have to get ready for it. So always be prepared. You know, a week to 10 days is going to, for our loans right now. So that's what we're seeing pretty much with the loans. I do think it's going to pass. It's going to charge anytime you have all these extra expenses, the consumer's going to pay for it. So just beware and be careful what you're doing. And if you're getting into buying or selling, you just want to make sure you give the lender everything up front. Don't wait and drag your feet, because it will make it much harder to get everything through. So that's happening. We've got a new government president, Obama, signed in on, I believe it was February 2nd, 2016, protecting Americans from tax hikes. And there's some new tax law changes to REITs and also FARPTA. So if you have REITs, you may want to talk to your investor, you know, your advisors, and find out how that's going to affect you. We don't have time to go over it in details today, but you just want to know there's definitely new laws on how taxes are being paid, what's going to be charged, which isn't. FARPTA is if you own property and you're an out-of-the-country resident. Typically, the rate was, tax rate was 10%. That's just been increased to 15%. And it shouldn't apply to gains under $1 million. They should still stay at 10, but it's important to check into that, because you don't want to go in and sell property or buy property and then find out at the closing table that you're going to be paying 5% more than what you thought you were going to pay. So there's just a lot of what I'm noticing after years and years in the business is usually figured once a year, you know, these rules change, this changes, and of course you have legislatures in, and we know when the new laws are coming up. But so many changes are coming in rapidly, and I don't totally agree with all the changes, and that's just because I'm an old-timer, and I think that a lot of the changes, they should ask a lot of people in the industry their advice. They say they do, but I think some of it's too harsh. Some people are getting punished in ways they shouldn't be getting punished, and ultimately affects the consumer. But what happens is, you know, when you're in and you learn and you learn and you learn, things can change so fast that anything you're telling the buyer or the seller, if you're representing them, you need to say, I've got to double check on this. I have to double check, especially with loans, because there's so many changes. And you want to double check things even thoroughly, because the people that are doing the work, so we've got title companies, attorneys, other people, you know, there's just, you know, everybody's bombarded with these changes. So I just want to put it out there that we just have to be careful and double check everything, you know, so you don't get in trouble. So there's just new changes that are coming in, and it is to protect people, but again, I think some of it's a little much. They are doing H.R. 3700, some federal housing programs are going to be, have just changed, new implementation for the public housing, Section 8, on FHA some changes, and also rural housing. They do want to make it more affordable for people to get into the housing, which I think is awesome. But again, we just have to really watch what changes are being made and how they're being made. We that offer menu programs, a lot of us offer menu programs, and there's a lot of buyer rebate programs out there, and lenders are changing the amounts that we can credit buyers if we want to through a transaction or through sellers. There's some states that do not allow a buyer rebate, but that the seller can still, of course, credit them, and you can lower your commission if you're an agent and give a credit. But you have to double check with the lenders. It's always been the case that you can't give a credit, more of a credit than what the lender allows. Some people try to do it outside of closing or settlement. I don't recommend that, because if you're, you know, signing on the dotted line that there's nothing outside of the deal, you can get in a lot of trouble. So you have to double check and find out what type of loan that is, if you're allowed to do that or you're not allowed to do that. So these are things that you want to check up front. If you're a buyer also, you want to check these things up front. So I think that the big things that are happening are just to dot your I's and cross your T's up front. You know, don't assume just because it was one way for a long time. Just double check, hey, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? Can we do it this way? And then all should be good. So I also want to mention, it's the interest rates are still low. We've got 3-4% interest rates average in the fours. And I don't see, when I look around the country, I don't see our sales. I mean, like in Hawaii, Hawaii sales are still really, really rocking in, for example, Oahu. It depends on where you are in that state. And many areas are still moving pretty quickly, but I'm seeing slowdowns in some areas. But overall, to me, being in the industry as long as I've been, it's a little concerning that the rates are so low and we still have so many young adults that are not buying homes. Studies are showing that they're waiting a lot longer. They're living with parents, in-laws, on average, 34 years old. And I don't know. I know student loans are playing into that. People want freedom. They have a different lifestyle now. But I think, you know, we need more ways to get the young guys in and get them into investing because these rates are really cheap. When you look at historically, our rates were so much higher. If you look over the last 45, 50 year period, we've just been in these really low rates in after a little less, well, 2002 to now. But so it's really, if you're, you know, it's really good to try to get into a property and to own a property. Home ownership still is a fantastic way to go when you look at the equity you're going to receive. We have in the United States tax write-offs. There are countries out there where you buy homes and you cannot write that off. You cannot write the interest off on your taxes. So we get that wonderful benefit here. So it really behooves you to go ahead and figure out a way to buy if you can buy, as long as it makes sense. I mean, there's times where everybody has to rent, but it really does make sense on the numbers. So if you're making, you know, $50,000 a year and you're paying out your payment a month is $1,200 a month, but $1,100 of it is interest, you're going to be able to write off, you know, almost 30% of that, 20-30% of that, depending on your tax bracket. Of course, everything we talk about, you must check with your accountants and attorneys. We're just giving you information, but it's good information, and it's important to look at that and to really study and make sure that you're doing the right thing. So what's happening now? The so many models are coming up. We started Real Estate Menu System model back in 1994. We started it for a need for people, but we didn't want to throw away our full service business. So I actually ended up creating a menu, and again, it was so long ago, it wasn't a model. We were just trying to create a menu. I visualized a menu, and our first menu actually came from a restaurant called Harriman House in Reisterstown, Maryland. And the rest is history. We've been doing the menu programs for years, tons of experience doing it. We teach agents and brokers how to implement it into their company. But what I'm seeing these days is so many people need more support, and it seems like the big guys are squashing out the little guys. And I've always been a pioneer for the little guys. I've always been a pioneer for believing sellers and buyers should have choices. And we don't have the right as a broker to say, hey, you know, it's my way or the highway, pay me everything or I'm not going to work with you. But I also believe in a win-win. I also very much believe that we have to hold our ground and charge what we charge and work people and negotiate in a fair, practical way. I mean, if somebody comes to you and they want everything for free, they may not be the right buyer or seller to work with. You know, you may be better off letting them find somebody else to work with because we really like to build a long-term relationship. I see with us, we're really lucky because we have so many repeat. I've been in the industry over 30 years, so there's a lot of repeat clients and referrals. And that's the name of the game, where people trust you, they know you, they've worked with you already, and they're being protected that way. But there's a lot of new people getting in these days, and, you know, it's difficult, I think, when you think of where are you supposed to start, where are you supposed to get in and get your feet wet, and how do you learn? So we come forward to these models, which are rampant now. You, every other day, somebody's starting up a new business, and they're offering the flat fee, full service, they're offering, you can go for sale by owners, can go and sign up and put their property on for sale by owner sites, and then you can work through other third-party companies to get your house listed in the MLS. I fully believe in these. I was doing it when nobody, I didn't see anybody doing it. I started, we offered a $500 program in Maryland back in 1994. We brought a program to Hawaii in 2000 when nobody else was doing it. So I firmly believe in it, but there's pros and cons of all of these systems, and we just want to go over some of that today so that you can see where a lot of people interested is going to be the agents and brokers, but it's really important for sellers and buyers as well. You can see there's areas where you really do need agents or brokers, and then there's areas where you don't, where you can, a buyer or seller can do it themselves. There's, because of the internet, there's so much out there and so much data, it can become overwhelming. I was recently looking for another property for myself, personal property, and I've been in the business for years, and I was like, oh my goodness, like it was just kind of, even when you go in and you narrow it down, it can be overwhelming because there's so much out there. There's a lot of data that gets put in that isn't incorrect these days because you have a lot of internet feeds picking up, a lot of properties are getting syndicated to many, many sites. And when they get syndicated, it kind of is out of our hands. If we're the broker agent putting it in MLS, some of the syndication, when we say, yeah, we'll allow it because you want to have people have exposure, some of the sites only pull part of the information and you can't change it because it's not your site. So there's a lot of things going out there. So I got to see it from the other hand recently going, whoa, wait a minute. This is like, there's so much to sift through. And, you know, it's much easier if you know I'm going to buy in this one neighborhood or I'm going to buy this specific property and you can narrow it down. But a lot of people are looking in suburban areas. They may be looking within an hour of where they live now or something, you know, or people are moving to new areas. So you really, you know, a lot of times you need somebody to help you figure out that. But even knowing that, like I just went through it myself, I was, wow, this is, and a lot of calls and a lot of feedback, a lot of work to find out if this is correct or that isn't correct. Or does it have this, or, you know, just a lot of things that are pretty good. I mean, compared to what it was years and years ago when we had to use cards, but pretty good. But there's just a lot to go through. So when, because of the internet, you as a seller, if you're a seller, you can go list your property and say, hey, I don't want to pay the full 6%, 7% fee. And you can do that. And you can do a good job of it because you can go through a broker and agent and pay a flat fee and get in and then get everything going. So there's a lot where it does work, but then there's things that, you know, give you, there's a lot of issues that can come up. And for example, one of the biggest lawsuits, I think, in the country when you look at, we're looking at the U.S., is misrepresentation comes up a lot where the condition of the property was misrepresented to people, to buyers, and people can sue. So it's really important if you're selling your property to make sure that you're selling everything as is, but at the right point, because when you're marketing, if you say, well, I'm just selling it as is, some people think there's something wrong with the house and they won't even look at it. So you have to really make sure you're protecting yourself as far as when you're accepting the contract, explaining everything, tell everybody everything that's wrong with it. You really want to. You don't want to hide anything because it's going to come back and bite you. And so when the benefit working with agents has is if agents are working with part of the National Association of Realtors and signed up to the local boards and the local MLSs. You don't always now have to be a member of the local board to get into the MLS, but the benefits of the board outweigh the negatives. I'm going to say there's definitely negatives in anything. The benefits outweigh the negatives because we get up-to-date contracts and forms and jurisdiction changes, and the attorneys are hired by the boards, and they make sure that the laws and your dot and your I's and crossing your T's are right there. So when we go to prepare the contracts and then with training, we know we can put things together and make sure we're covering items. So if you're a seller and you don't know what those issues are, it behooves you to check with the brokers or agents to make sure you're covering these items, or you can get in a lot of trouble. There's actually a lot of rules and regulations. You know, the lead paint rule, which is a federal rule that's been around for years, applies to a for sale by owner just as well as it applies to the brokerages. And you have to keep a copy of that for 3 years after selling. Your property, if it was built before 1978, needs that, but now there's some little changes even after that. You could have a place that you think is built in 1980, and really it was built in 78 and you don't know it. Or maybe part of the material in your house was used from a teardown that was years ago. So there's all these little things that's like, who would ever think about it? Who would worry about it? Oh, you know, we typically don't stress about it. But there's just a lot of little items that can come up that are covered if you're working with an agent, if the agent's doing their job. But now that's another thing. You have to make sure that, you know, the people know what they're doing. So that's where I think these, in my opinion, when you're getting into real estate menu systems, and we'll go into details for the people that are on the call that don't on the show that aren't really sure of what exactly these real estate menu systems are, real estate menu programs. When you get into these, it's a matter of covering yourself, but you can do it with, so say for example, there's companies that go, I'm just going to put you in, I'm going to sign you up, you're selling it yourself, and you don't get the attorneys, you don't get things drawn up properly, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. So you want to make sure that you're covering yourself. There's people starting out, maybe they get their license, agent and then broker, or hire a broker, but they don't have experience, and they're not going to be able to help you when the pitfalls come through the deal. So they're basically, you're signing up for something, you're paying for it. It's almost the same as going to Home Depot, getting it. And, you know, Home Depot I love as far as with their contractors and their service guarantees. They're wonderful. I just mean if you're going in and you're going to buy the for sale by owner sign or the contracts out of a $10 package and try to use those. That's what I mean, because I love their concepts and how they work, and they've got a great system. So you're basically shooting yourself in the, you know, could be shooting yourself in the foot. So you want to make sure that you're covering your jurisdiction, any county rules, any rules that apply to you. Now, if you're a buyer, oh my gosh, there's so many issues with zoning and depending on what you're doing, and you need home inspections and the appraisal, and there's just a lot of things that could come up that you want to do to protect yourself. So this isn't anything that you can't do yourself, but this is where agents and brokers can help quite a bit. And, you know, if you have repeat business referrals, you know, if you know people, it's always good to find out who actually you can work with. Because there's horror stories out there, and then there's also it can be very easy. That's where I really believe the real estate menu programs, menu systems work. Like, for example, what we offer, and I'm not doing this to sell what we offer. This is, you know, I do many, many shows, and people have been asking me to get into more details about this because we're getting, you know, it's the new year, and we're coming into the spring market, and it's popping up constantly. I mean, there's a couple, I won't name the names, but there's a couple of new startups that are saying you don't ever need an agent or broker, and we're going to help you and show you why. I don't really believe that, because the deal, when you're going and buying your own personal property or selling your own personal property, it's supposed to be a fun experience. It's not, I mean, there's still work and a lot of work involved. You don't need something that's going to come back and bite you when you think you were totally protected, especially if you're doing, now, we have also, say it's a commercial building and there's a commercial, it's, you know, $500,000. A commercial, the deal's several million, and say the commission's $200,000. If you're working with a broker that can protect you, you could still get into a buyer rebate program with that them and maybe get $100,000 of that commission, and they keep $100, you know, and it's a win-win, but all your things were covered. So all your, you know, the contracts, and of course you have to work, there has to be attorneys involved, et cetera, there should be, and the broker can pay the attorneys too. I mean, there's ways to do that. So some of those fees are paid out of the commission instead of out of your pocket, but then you can still receive monies. So there's such ways when you're dealing with real estate menu systems to make it a win-win. That's what our concept's always been about, a win-win. You know, so if somebody comes to me and says, hey, you know, we want to go on the MLS for $349 or $500, and they do that, they go on our program, or can you put us in now for $100 because the person down the street said they will, I would rather them go down to the person down the street, except we aren't going to shun somebody away. We're going to explain the programs. And when they compare apples to apples, they can see there's a huge difference, huge difference. And I think that's important, because no matter who you are out there, and also agents and brokers, you have to protect yourself as well. There's certain liabilities that go with putting the properties into the MLS and doing the flat fee work. So, you know, different things. There's title work issues, contracts, as-is disclaimers, local rules, the condition of properties. Just knowing what we don't know can hurt us, and that's an issue. It takes a lot of extra time to sell your own property, and I think you can. So there's a win-win there. Like maybe the seller does the showings, sellers you know, keep it available, sellers do legwork, buyers can look for properties, buyers can get an auto prospecting, buyers can, you know, find the property and then go to the broker or the agent and cut it and have a good deal where they get a piece of that commission to use towards closing. So there's a lot of ways. I just don't think when you do it yourself totally, if you're a seller or buyer, I think there's some risk involved. And many people have done it and they don't care. Or, you know, say, okay, my attorney's going to check this. Make sure if you're using the attorney, it's a real estate attorney. I've seen transactions over the years with attorneys, and I'm not knocking attorneys, where they were not a real estate attorney, and the person brings a contract to me and there's no lead paint addendum, which is like a federal law that's been around for years, and the house is old. So I've seen it. I can tell you stories after stories. And I'm not, so you want to make sure it's the right attorney, because this is, you know, it's important. But there's a lot of ways. Sometimes people think, well, this is only for if I'm doing, you know, a cheap property. You could be doing a huge commercial deal and still get in and work with a broker that's willing to work with you on a rebate program. So there's a lot of good stuff out there that comes up. But I just wanted to bring this up because we're getting a lot of controversy right now. And you're having people say, forget the agents and brokers, and then you're having the traditional brokers that never offer menu programs saying, oh, these guys are terrible, they're just discounters and all that. And that's not true either. So there really is a win-win. Luckily, everybody pretty much knows somebody they can be referred to or contact and say, you know, I've had a good experience, this person took care of me, they've sold different homes for years or something with you, you know. And that's the same. So if you're an agent or broker, and you're out there, you want to learn as much as you can. And anytime someone's telling you it's one way or the highway, to me that's just not the best way to learn or the best way to do things. So just for those of you going on that are saying, okay, what exactly are these menu programs? You know, menu programs give buyers and sellers the ability to customize the process. That's basically what it is. You've got... and then decide what you're paying up front. So you have flat fee. There's a la carte programs. You have flat fee where you can say, I'm paying this flat fee, and they're going to do everything to sell my house. Or I'm going to pay one fee to get in and get exposures, and then I'm going to use an a la carte. So if the buyer doesn't have an agent, I'll pay an extra fee to have contracts prepared. If they do have an agent, maybe I'm only going to pay to have the contract reviewed. You can do all of this. You can split those fees with the buyers as well. And so it really gives you the opportunity to customize the process without being alone, which is wonderful. It really is wonderful. And so a la carte menus programs for real estate. It's based on the concept, almost like we did it as an a la carte restaurant menu. You know, instead of being sold as a package under one price, services are instead broken down individually and assigned different values. So, for example, if you're going into a for sale by owner program and you pay $500 to get your property in the MLS and get the exposures, there's another charge if you want contracts written, another charge to have a review, another charge to have settlement handled. You know, but when you add up all the charges, it can be a lot less than paying the standard 6%. But again, you need to make sure that the company you're going with knows what they're doing. How many years have they been in the industry? Who's going to review those contracts? Do they, you know, they can have other agents under them, but there needs to be a senior person, a broker, or somebody that's overseeing this that has experience, because things come up. There's items where it's really good to have an agent or broker to negotiate the pricing, to negotiate home inspection repairs, to negotiate other items. Sometimes it's good to have a third party, but doesn't mean you need to pay for the whole thing, right, and have the whole, all of it. So you get, for example, you can choose and use what you need, and it gives you flexibility. Many of the companies that offer this, including us, is if you say, hey, I just can't do it, just take over, then we can take over and do the whole thing. Most companies will give you a credit towards them taking over, that you'll get a credit at closing, so that you'll get that money back that you paid up front. Now, many of these, you're going to have some fees that get paid up front or through the process, because the brokers and agent in that capacity are giving you that work then and that right now. They're not doing it on a commission basis, which commission basis are if this sells, when it sells, you get this higher fee. And so it's definitely, you want to really compare what you're doing instead of just saying, hey, I'm just going to do it and let me run with it. So it gives much more flexibility and confidence in the transaction. And so that's basically what a la carte menu programs are. But it can be customized because, like I said, when I was given the example about the commercial deal, it could be, you know, many people are going to think, oh, I've got, you know, a $2 million property. And we've had many owners that are selling several million dollar properties and they get into the for sale by owner program and they love it. But so you may be thinking, oh, that property, I need to, you know, pay somebody to do, I don't have time. If I don't have time and you don't have time, there's many times that it means to do the full service, 100%. And we offer that. And when we get involved in somebody wanting us to get in and negotiate and do all that, we still charge the regular traditional fees, you know. But for example, there can be commercial deals where it's, you know, $200,000 commission, $100,000 commission, you know, and it, many brokers will say, hey, I'll still do the full service and take care of you and credit you back, you know, $100,000 commission because they're making $100,000. So it really doesn't mean that these programs are only geared for the small deals. But the part that you want to be careful of, you want to be the negotiating the contracts, and this goes for the agents and brokers listening out there too. A lot of our target market are small mom and pop brokerages because we believe people, we want to support people. We want to help people. And there's so many changes that are coming, being thrown at us, that we need our networking and our support groups. And that's what we do. That's what we do with our real estate membership association that we own, the Real Universal Membership. So it keeps people abreast of changes, and we're there to support each other. But, you know, and if you're a broker, you can design these menu programs to see what you see in the market. You know, lots of people need entry items. They need full service, and then they need in between. You know, for example, there's a 1% program that we offer that we'll do. It's full service, but it's virtually done. So we're saving the time of having to drive back and forth or to go physically and do things. So we're giving you a discount because of the time. It's not so much a discount as a discount brokerage. It's literally saying, hey, you're going to do some of the physical. We're going to do the contracts. We're going to do the negotiating. And for that, you can do it, you know, for 1% of the fee. So brokers and agents, it's very easy to set up your menu when you're a company and then back it out and see what's going on and see what people need and then add a la carte. And it's also important to let people know, you know, we can negotiate this, we can work it out, because every situation is a little bit different, but you need some type of structure so people know what they're getting into. So make sure, beware of any hidden costs. Make sure that you're not going to find out that you were charged more. So we're almost running to the end of this, and I wanted to, the menu programs apply to buyers, sellers, agents, and brokers. When you're a buyer, you know, you get rebate programs, you actually can negotiate, and, you know, we've got people, they may get, they buy a $1 million house and get $20,000 to use towards closing, and as the agent or broker, you've only got 10 or 15 hours into the transaction, can still make $10,000 doing the proper work. I mean, totally the proper work, but if it's done in a virtual way, you're able to focus on the negotiating the contracts, making sure that, you know, they're getting all the inspections and the proper things are covered, making sure there's a title or escrow company handling other details. And it really creates a win-win for everybody. That's why I believe in it so much. I don't think it's going away. I think it's totally a way of the future. But I think when people say all are one way or the highway, they're going to get themselves in trouble. And that's why I think agents and brokers, sellers and agents, buyers and agents, we should all work together and create a win-win, which is what we've been doing for years. And it's interesting. And so remember when you're selling, I just want to put some things out for sellers that are selling their own properties out there. You're going to spend a lot of extra time. If you have the time, you can save the money. Don't skimp when it comes to the contract. Make sure that contract's reviewed either by the real estate broker, agent, or an attorney. Okay, negotiating, if you find yourself hurting yourself because you're giving away too much, just, you know, pull back a little bit. You may want the agent to help you with that. You're going to get wide, wide exposure when you go through menu programs. Always be careful with security. You're selling your own property. Make sure you know who's coming through, that you're not by yourself, that you check the person out. Make sure if they're coming with an agent, if they're not coming with an agent, that you've been able to call them back, check them out, et cetera, because security is always an issue. It's an issue when you're an agent or broker taking people out, but you want to really be careful as selling the property yourself without anybody showing up or just letting the people come in. So very, very important, and definitely it's doable. It's fun. It's actually, I believe in it. I believe in it. I love, we're doing things where we're co-brokering with around the world on listings through other brokers. And we've got a huge network. We have a huge network. And we should have a huge network after 30 years, but we do. We have a huge network. And I love it. I love the industry. I love meeting people, working with people. But I think we have to make it fun, and we can make it fun. And so real estate menu systems aren't going away. It's not going away. But you're going to see, I think, major changes with this technology and how things are handled, how they're structured. So just protect yourself, whether you're a seller, buyer, agent, broker, and dot your I's, cross your T's. And I think there's plenty of business for everybody. So you have a lot of full service companies won't do the menu program, that are afraid they're going to lose so much business. And you're not going to lose it. People always need everything. Any questions that you have on this? Because I know, and then for the agents and brokers, our members will be going. We go in this much more detail in our other teleseminars and webinars and what we do separately than the show. So everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.